The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Let thy kingdom come, heaven on earth. Kingdom power, Holy Ghost power. Let thy kingdom come. Of course, know that it is a prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Yes. When we start from Luke chapter 11, verse 1, where the disciple asked Jesus, teach us to pray. And then in Matthew 6. So look, like one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Luke 1, verse 1, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Now, Luke's recording of the Lord's Prayer is too short. So here we have seen that a disciple asked Jesus to teach them to pray. The disciple might have seen the effect of Jesus' prayer, how he was praying. Jesus' prayer always brings result. Look, prayer brings result too. We don't just pray. We must pray with our minds, our hearts. Whilst whatever we are saying with our mouth, our heart should agree with it. Our mind should agree with it. That is when it brings result. So in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, going, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. In fact, the Lord has been teaching me about God the giver. This verse, give us today our daily bread. The reason why we must ask God, because God is the only giver of everything. It is his nature to give. You can never ask God and he doesn't give. Look, when you ask God and he doesn't give, he will feel bad. He will be ashamed. Because it is in his power to give. That is his nature. That is his nature. So ask God for anything. God is concerned. He is aware. Even the number of our hair on our head is numbered. He knows the number. So God is concerned. Ask him, because he is the only giver. He is the only giver. He is the one who will touch a human being to give to you. He is the one who will touch somebody to give to you. He gives through human beings. He gives through people. God is the giver. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, 1 Corinthians 4, 20, the kingdom of God is not the matter of talk, but it is of power. So when we talk about thy kingdom come, we are talking about God's power coming down. God's power coming down. In John chapter 10, verse 30, John 10, 30, the Bible says that, know ye not that ye are God's? Ye are God's. The same verse, yes, Psalm 82, verse 6. Psalm 82, 6 is what was quoted in John 10, 30, 34. John 10, 34. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I have said, you are gods. I have said, you are gods. Who is saying? Jesus is saying that you are God. Small g, you are God, not idols. But this God is, we are governors of the earth. Children of God, we are governors. You are a governor. You are a governor. We are governors on earth. Because according to Revelation chapter 5, Revelation chapter 5 verse 9 and 10, he has purchased us with his blood from all tribes, all nations, all languages, all people, and made us, or yes, he has made us to become priests and kings or kingdoms to rule and to reign, to rule and not to reign. And Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 says, we are citizens of heaven. We are citizens of heaven. Do you know why God is so disappointed? God is so disappointed because the children of God have not taken their position as citizens of heaven, as priests and kings and queens. We haven't taken our position of rulership and dominion. Yes, the devil's children have rather taken their position. Yes, and they are going deeper and deeper. And that's why evil is escalating. That's why evil is increasing. It is time that children of God should begin to go deeper and manifest power. Let me tell you, child of God, when we say kingdom of God, it's a realm. Kingdom of God is a realm. It's an invisible realm. It exists truly like electricity. You can only feel electricity when you touch the live wire. Yes, we have light right now. All the wires around here, when you touch them, you don't feel anything. Yes, there is current running through these wires. It is only when they are bare. Yes, when they are bare. Yes, what do they use to do to make the wires, the metal, the electricity wires, the conductors? Oh, science. We are science students. Are we forgetting our science? Eh? Yes. Yes. Maybe somebody will give it to us. Yes. You see, it is when you touch the copper wires. That is where the power is passing through. Copper wires. But the insulator is the plastic. The plastic rubber that covers, that's the insulator. So that you can touch the cord and you don't feel anything. But the moment that plastic is removed and then you touch the copper, you will know something, you will feel something, and you won't do it again. That's how the kingdom of God is. It is real. It is alive. Yes, God was teaching me a prayer that God, I should pray that God bring me into your realms. Bring me into your realms. The kingdom of God is a realm. It's a realm that exists. As we see in Colossians chapter 1 verse 16, that God created the visible and the invisible kingdoms. Visible and what? Invisible. As a matter of fact, everything that you are seeing here on earth is what it is in the realms of the spirit. People dream and then they build. Yes, there are aeroplanes in heaven. There are cars in heaven. There are rivers in heaven. There are fires in heaven. There are buildings in heaven. There are cities in heaven. Yes, and this heaven is a realm. It's around us. Only we don't see it with our eyes, but we can pray it alive. In heaven, there is no restriction. In the kingdom of God has no restriction. It has no limitation. It has no shortage. It has no lack. It has no poverty. It has no disappointment. No. It has no death. It has no tears. It has no sorrow. Only joy. Only joy. It has no time. The kingdom of God is timeless. let me tell you, we here in this world, we are in a limited world, a fallen world, which very soon, because of the wickedness and evil, will be passing away, will be destroyed. Yes, this body that is housing us, it is clay. But when God breathed into it, it got this life. We shall leave this body behind. We shall be given a new body, a body that never dies, a body that feels good, a body that never feels sick. But God is saying that because Jesus has paid the price, he has nailed all the weakness of our body to the cross. He has nailed all the powers of the devil and the devil himself to the cross. We can pray, thy kingdom come. We can live kingdom life here on earth. We can manifest kingdom life. Your marriage can experience thy kingdom come. Your health can experience thy kingdom come. Your business can experience thy kingdom come. Your family can experience thy kingdom come. Your body can experience thy kingdom come. Every aspect of your life can experience thy kingdom come. But you see, how do we declare thy kingdom come? We must declare it with our mouth in prayer. I want to show you what the Lord showed me in Proverbs chapter 16. I am reading Proverbs now. Proverbs 16, verse 1. To man belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. Listen to me. Every plan that you have, pray it. Pray it. God answers what? Your tongue. But from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. God replies your tongue. God replies your tongue. There is a time for meditation. You meditate and you speak out. Yes. We have three creative centers. Your mind and your heart. Your mind and your heart is a creative center. But with your mouth, you launch it. You launch it. Even God. God didn't meditate this world into being. You know, Genesis chapter 1. Verse 2 to 4. God didn't meditate it all. Yes, God said, let there be light. Let there be. This mouth is not only for eating. It is for prophesying. It is for decreeing. It is for commanding. It is for praying. Pray. Command situations. Speak into situations. Speak into people. Speak into creation. Speak into water. Speak to the sun. Speak to the earth. Speak to your seat, your chair, at your workplace. Speak to your desk. Speak to your office. Speak to the air around you. Speak to the atmosphere. Yes, not just speaking, but commanding. The Bible says that in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Mark 11:23. If you say to this mountain, if you say, that word say, the Greek word that Jesus you say, it means command, it means decree, it means declare. Declare what you want to see. When there was darkness, God didn't say, hey, you darkness. Yes, sometimes you can say that. But after saying, you darkness, get away, let there be light. But for God, he says straight, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. And let me tell you, let there be light prayer alone is powerful. When the light of God appears, darkness disappears. Light represents life. Light represents victory. Light represents revelation. Light represents success. Anytime you dream and you see light, it means life, revelation, victory, success, knowledge. That is power. That is what? Light. 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 Darkness represents death, evil, poverty, disappointment, setbacks, Satan, that is darkness. So God said, let there be light. In the time God's light appears, darkness disappears. So if just to say, let there be light, let there be light in my marriage, let there be light in my health, let there be light in my home, let there be light in my business, let there be light in my office, let the light of God appear, my sister, my brother. Hey, look, prayer has no limit. Prayer has no limit. The Bible is the greatest prayer book. Every word in the Bible, whether spoken by man, except those who are spoken by the devil. You know, the Bible contains three voices. So the voice of God, the voice of man, the voice of the devil. The Bible contains three words, three languages. The word of God, the word of man, the word of the devil. In fact, even the word of man, there are two kinds. Word of man under inspiration. Word of man under what? Inspiration. And word of man in the flesh. Word of man in the flesh. For example, when Job said, naked I came, naked I will go. The Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. So anytime you are quoting that scripture, that's why we must be Bible student. We must quote the Bible in the context. When I hear people just quoting that scripture during funerals, I laugh. But I understand, because we need to tell people things to encourage them. Funeral is always a place to encourage. And as a child of God, when the child of God dies, when death has come, we couldn't stop it and it has come, we must give glory to God because the person is just gone to rest. But then, we shouldn't let it come. We should do everything to avoid it. We should block it. We should stop it. Because death comes from sin. Death was originated by man. Adam originated death. And death comes from the devil. We should not allow sickness and diseases to stay in our bodies. Look, you can put your hand on your body. In fact, one of the Sundays, I will demonstrate it. Make your hands dirty. Why do we wash our hands? Anytime I get home, I wash my hands. The first thing I do is I wash my hands. Even when I get to my office, immediately I enter my office, I go straight to the washroom to wash my hands. I am so used to it. When I go out, when I come home, the first thing I do, I go straight to the washroom, I wash my hands. Why do we wash our hands? We wash off our debt. Debt. We wash off debt. Please, that sickness in your body is debt. God didn't put it there. Because we are living in this fallen world, in a fallen body. That's why the sickness managed to come. What we eat, how we handle our bodies. But do you know something? Just how you wash your hands, you wash death out of your hands, you can put your hands on the body and say, sickness, get out! Cancer, die! Please, don't wait for pastors to lay hands on you. You yourself, you can lay hands on yourself. Just as, excuse me, we go to bath. When we enter the bathroom, what do? We use soap. We apply soap, either liquid soap or hot, solid soap. Yes. We apply it on the sponge and we scrub our bodies. Is that not it? Why are you scrubbing your body? Why are you washing your body? Why are you washing your body? You are washing off debt. You are washing off debt. The same way, when you put your hand on your body, you are washing that sickness off. You must kill that sickness. Child, don't wait for pastors to lay hands on you. You yourself, lay hands on your knee. Lay hands on your waist. Lay hands on your breast. Lay hands on your head. And say, this headache, leave me right now. I claim my healing in Jesus' mighty name. And remember, prayer has two arms. When you cast out, you must fill the place. When you say sickness, leave, say good health, come. Healing, come. Then it is complete. When you cast out the devil, you fill him with the Holy Spirit. You cast out poverty, you fill it with prosperity. Hallelujah. So this morning, we want to declare that kingdom come. Remember, kingdom power should produce us with the seed for Sunday. Sunday is our Isaac sacrifice. Look, there are few ways that you can bring the kingdom down. Thy kingdom can come by faith. When you are living a life of faith, yes, a life of faith brings kingdom down. A life of faith. Two, a life of obedience. A life of obedience. Three, a life of service. Four, a life of sacrifice. These four, they bring the kingdom down. A life of sacrifice. Anytime people sacrifice, fire comes down. God accepts the sacrifice by heart. By fire. He comes down to devote the sacrifice. So you see, the kingdom has come. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. In fact, it's what brings God down. That's why on Sunday, we are going to do Isaac's sacrifice. Bring everything you have by faith. Not your whole account. Not your capital. But bring what you have never given before. Release it. Like Genesis 22, Abraham was asked to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. And that step that Abraham took, that also gave Abraham a Sabbath in heaven. He's the only one that has a name in heaven. There is a place in heaven called Abraham's bosom. Abraham's bosom. Look at David. David had it in his heart to build hut. A temple. And God said, you did well for having it in your heart. A place for me to dwell. But you have fought too many battles. So your son. And because David had it in his heart, Jesus Christ is given to David. Jesus Christ, the son of David. Jesus was not even given to the father Joseph. Jesus is connected to David. That is his human ancestry. Human ancestry. Connected. Even connected, yes. Because, excuse me to say, yes, he could be connected to anybody. Because Joseph didn't sleep with Mary. It was the Holy Spirit that overshadowed Mary. And the pregnancy took place. You know? So, God can give Jesus to connect Jesus to anyone. Anyone is open. Hey, this is a revelation. This is a revelation, oh. This is a revelation. So God looked through. Who has really touched my heart? David. What a privilege. Please. Isaac's sacrifice draws the heart of God to give you a position. To give you a blessing, a miracle you have never had before. Somebody should write this down. The Isaac sacrifice touches God. It provokes heaven. Yes, Isaac sacrifice provokes God to give you what he has never given you, to give you a position that he has never given you before. Yes, to give you what he has never given you before. Like Abraham, like David. Yes, David, Jesus was given to David. Yes. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, was given to who? David. Because of the sacrifices. Because he had it in his mind to build a temple for God. Oh my God. Do you know what God was telling me? He said, the temple we are building, those pillars represent our lives. They represent, we are going to be pillars. We are going to be so established that no power can remove us. So everybody, be part of it. We are going to pray. Kingdom power. manifest me. Kingdom power, manifest us. Kingdom power, manifest the seed. Manifest the Isaac sacrifice. Kingdom power. These are some of the prayer points. How you should begin to pray. This evening, we shall meet and pray. This morning, I want to pray right now. Say, Lord, we thank you.
We thank you.
Let's thank God for this revelation. Let's thank God for this revelation.
Thank you for this revelation.
The lady pastor will continue from here. Thank God for this revelation. Yes, I will come and continue. Thank God for this revelation right now.
Your word, the exposition of your word. Thank you, Lord, for this revelation. Thank you for this revelation. We are so thankful, Father, for the exposition of your word that, Father, Lord, we have received right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name, O God, for the power in your word. Your word is powerful. Your word serves, O God, as the law that opens the heavens unto us so that when we pray, Father, we are sure that our prayers will be answered. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you for this powerful word. Thank you for the exposition of your word. Thank you for the ministration of your word, the law of our lives. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name and uplift you, Father. Father, for this word that you have given to us, to open the way for us, to prepare us, O God, to come before you with our prayers. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, our Lord and our God. We worship you. We celebrate you. We say thank you, Father, for this powerful word that we have received this morning. Blessed be the name. Blessed be your holy name. Let's all thank the Lord for the word that has come. For the word of God is the law of our lives. Let's bless his name for this word that has come. It has come to open the way for us to ascend to heaven with our prayers. Let's continue to thank God. Yes, this is a rare opportunity. Blessed be your name, O God.
We thank you for this revelation, O God. We thank you for your word. 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 We thank you, O God, for this morning's exposition.
Glory to your holy name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Say, O Lord.
Oh Lord,
let your kingdom come.
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 Oh Lord, let your kingdom come.
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 Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. This day,
this morning,
this hour,
let your kingdom come.
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 Let your kingdom come. Upon my life. Let your kingdom come.
Let every aspect
of my life
experience
your kingdom power.
Your kingdom power.
Kingdom power. Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Come upon me.
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 Locate 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 my mind.
Locate my mind.
Locate my soul.
Locate my soul.
Locate my spirit.
Locate my spirit.
Locate my body.
Locate my body.
Locate my marriage.
Locate my marriage.
Locate my husband.
Locate my husband.
Locate my home.
Locate my home.
Locate my wife.
Locate my wife.
Locate my children.
Locate my children.
Locate my career.
Locate my career.
Locate my career.
Locate my career.
Locate my career. Locate my business.
Locate my business.
Locate my business. Locate my business.
Locate my finances.
Locate my finances.
Locate
my finances.
Locate my
investment. Locate my investment.
Locate my investment.
Kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Locate me. Locate me.
Locate me.
Locate me.
Locate me.
Locate me.
Locate me.
Locate me.
Locate my promotion.
Kingdom power.
Locate my promotion.
Holy Ghost power.
Yes, Lord.
Kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Kingdom power.
Kingdom power. Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Locate. Locate.
Locate me.
Locate.
Locate me.
Locate. Locate.
Locate.
Locate.
Locate.
Locate, locate,
locate,
locate,
locate,
locate, locate, locate, locate, locate,
locate,
locate,
locate, locate,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Overshadow me.
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 Kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost 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 power.
Overshadow me.
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 To protect me.
To protect me.
To preserve me.
To preserve me.
To protect me.
To protect me.
To preserve me.
To preserve me.
Kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Overshadow me.
Overshadow me.
To hide 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 me.
From the devil.
From the devil.
And his agents.
And his agents.
Overshadow me.
Overshadow me.
Overshadow me.
Overshadow me.
To hide me.
To hide me.
Overshadow me.
Overshadow me.
To hide me.
To hide me.
From witches.
From witches.
And wizards.
And wizards.
From the occult.
From the occult.
From the evil.
From the evil.
Overshadow me.
Overshadow me.
Overshadow me.
Overshadow me.
Kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Overshadow me.
Overshadow me.
Overshadow my dream.
Overshadow my dream.
Overshadow my destiny.
Overshadow my destiny.
Overshadow my testimony.
Overshadow my testimony.
Overshadow my expectations.
Overshadow my expectations.
Overshadow my dream.
My dream.
Overshadow my dream.
Overshadow my destiny.
Overshadow my testimony.
Overshadow my testimony.
Overshadow my star.
Overshadow my star.
Overshadow my star.
Overshadow my star.
That the devil.
That the devil.
And his agents.
And his agents.
Witches and wizards.
Witches and wizards.
The occult.
The occult.
Can never.
Can never.
Set their eyes on it.
Set their eyes on me.
Can never,
can never
set their eyes,
set
on,
their
it.
Eyes on it.
Can never
understand,
understand
it.
Can never,
can never
hear about
hear
it.
About
hear
it.
About
hear
it.
About
hear
it.
About it.
Hear about
hear
it.
Hear about it.
Hear about
kingdom
it.
Power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Overshadow.
Overshadow.
My marriage.
My marriage.
Overshadow.
Overshadow.
My husband.
My husband.
Overshadow.
Overshadow.
My wife.
My wife.
Overshadow.
Overshadow.
My children.
My children.
Overshadow.
Overshadow.
My family.
My family.
Overshadow.
Overshadow
my career,
my career.
Overshadow.
Overshadow
my business,
my business.
Overshadow.
Overshadow
my investment,
my investment.
Overshadow.
Overshadow
my promotion,
my promotion.
Overshadow.
Overshadow
my position,
my position.
Overshadow.
Overshadow
my desk,
my desk.
And my seat,
and my seat.
Overshadow.
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 Overshadow
my office,
my office.
Overshadow.
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 Overshadow
to hide me,
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 to hide me. to hide me, from the weapons, from the fiery darts, from the fiery darts, from the fiery darts, from the fiery darts, from the fiery darts,
from the fiery darts,
kingdom power, Holy Ghost power,
become
the secret place, of the Most High, according to Psalm 91,
verse 1,
kingdom power, Holy Ghost power,
become
the secret place,
the secret place
of the Most High,
become
my secret place,
my secret place,
kingdom power, Holy Ghost power,
become
my secret place, my secret place, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Search my life.
And locate.
Every sickness. Every disease. Every conspiracy.
Every attack.
Of the devil.
Any area of my life.
That the devil is operating. Kingdom power. Holy Ghost power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself mighty.
Show yourself powerful.
Neutralize
the works of the devil.
In that area.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself mighty.
Show yourself powerful.
In any area of my life.
The devil
is operating.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself mighty.
Show yourself powerful.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself powerful
to destroy the works of the devil in my life. destroy, in my life, in my health, in my marriage, in my husband's life, in my wife's life, in my children, in my home, in my family life, at my workplace, in my office,
kingdom power,
Holy Ghost power,
show yourself to destroy the works of the devil
against my star, against my destiny, against my dream, against my expectation, against my well-being.
Destroy them, kingdom power.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Show yourself.
In my atmosphere.
My spiritual atmosphere.
In my environment.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself mighty.
Show yourself power. powerful.
Show yourself powerful.
To destroy
the works of the devil.
In my spiritual atmosphere.
My physical atmosphere.
Spiritual environment. Show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself powerful. To destroy the works of the devil. To destroy the works of the devil. Against me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Descend.
Deliver to me. My testimony.
Deliver to me.
My healing.
Deliver to me.
My breakthrough.
Deliver to me.
My open door.
Deliver to me.
My destiny help. Deliver to me.
My husband to be.
Deliver to me. The children. I want to bring forth. Deliver to me.
My pregnancy.
Deliver to me.
My healing.
My healing.
My deliverance.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Deliver to me.
My harvest.
Of every seed. I have sown.
Every seed I have sown.
Every giving.
I have done.
To anyone.
To your house.
To you.
To your servants.
Deliver.
The reward.
And the harvest.
Deliver.
The reward.
And the harvest.
Deliver.
The reward.
And the harvest.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Deliver.
My reward.
And my harvest.
My reward.
And my harvest.
My timely reward.
My timely reward.
And my harvest.
And my harvest.
My timely reward.
And my harvest.
And my harvest.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Deliver to me.
My reward.
My timely reward.
And harvest.
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 Deliver.
The reward
for my faith.
The reward
for my services.
The reward
for my sacrifices.
The reward
for my faith.
The reward
for my services.
The reward
for my obedience.
The reward
for my sacrifices.
Deliver to me.
Deliver to me, Lord.
Deliver to me.
Kingdom power. Holy Ghost power.
For my giving, Lord, to support your way.
My giving, of my sacrifices, of my first fruit, of my tithing, of my offering.
Deliver the reward and the harvest.
That we need to have here on earth.
No postponement.
Say kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Destroy.
Power that postpones. Our hope. Our expectation. Kingdom power. Holy Ghost power.
Kingdom power.
Destroy. our testimony, our breakthroughs, our opened doors, our testimony, 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 destroy.
To destroy.
Descend.
Descend.
To destroy.
To destroy them.
Descend.
Descend.
To destroy.
Destroy.
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 To descend.
Descend.
To destroy.
Destroy.
The powers of darkness.
Powers of darkness.
Give way now.
Give way now.
Give way.
Give way now.
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 To our testimony.
To our testimony.
To manifest right now.
Manifest right
give way now.
Give way now.
To our dreams.
To our dreams.
To our destiny.
To our destiny.
To our expectations.
To our expectations.
To our prophetic word.
To our heart desire.
Give way. Give way.
Give way. Yes, Lord.
Give way. Give way.
Give way.
Give way. Give way.
Give way.
Give way. Give way.
Give way.
Give way.
Give way.
Give way. Give way.
Give way.
Give way. Give way.
Give way. Give way.
Let there be light.
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 Let the light of God.
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 Let the light of God
manifest
our testimony,
our testimony,
our destiny,
our destiny,
our dreams,
our dreams,
our expectations,
our expectations,
our miracles,
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 our breakthroughs,
our breakthroughs,
our breakthroughs,
our breakthroughs,
our open doors,
our open doors,
our change of story,
our change of story,
our change of story,
our change of story,
our change of story.
Our change of story.
Librata
curite
le creto carite che va lì. Libre que te que baruco to rete que balo. Libre que te que baruco to capante. Libre que te que baruco to capante que baru. Di papa loco to calique re ete que baru. Sempre que te e calo catali que te. Libre que te cali carantos que te. Que pele que te libre que te que baré.
In the name of Jesus,
to kebale,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
to kebale,
Lord,
to kebale, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Our last prayer. Say kingdom power.
Kingdom power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Give us the seed.
Give us the seed
for Isaac's sacrifice.
For Isaac's sacrifice.
Give us the seed.
Give us the seed
for Isaac's sacrifice.
Isaac's sacrifice.
Give us the seed.
Give us the seed.
Provide 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 the
provide
seed.
The seed.
Provide the
kingdom
seed.
Power.
Kingdom
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost
provide
power.
The seed.
Provide,
provide
the seed.
Seed. Provide the seed.
Provide the seed.
Provide the seed. Provide the seed. Provide the seed.
Provide the seed.
Provide the seed.
Provide the seed.
For our Isaac sacrifice,
our Isaac on Sunday, sacrifice.
On Sunday,
yes,
on Sunday,
yes,
on Sunday, provide the seed, provide the seed,
provide the
provide seed,
provide the 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 seed.
Provide the
kingdom
seed.
Power. Kingdom Holy power. Ghost power.
Holy Ghost
provide
power.
The seed.
Provide the
provide
seed.
The seed.
Provide, the
provide
seed.
The seed.
Provide 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 the seed.
For our Isaac sacrifice.
For our
Isaac sacrifice.
For
our Isaac sacrifice.
On Sunday.
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 Prakatarata kushakara. I prekete kurati kibasha.
Li
prekete kibaroka tarete
kibakurata.
I lepe pekete kibaroka
kabaya.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say this weekend.
This weekend.
We secure
our
weekend.
Our weekend.
In kingdom
in
power.
Kingdom power.
In Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
We secure our weekend.
Our weekend.
Every activity
of this weekend.
We secure. In the kingdom power.
In the kingdom power.
In the Holy Ghost
in
power.
The Holy Ghost power.
Any journey.
We are making.
Any funeral.
Any wedding.
Any activity.
Any engagement.
Any meeting.
Wherever we are going.
We secure
every activity
of this weekend in the kingdom power,
in the
Holy Ghost power.
We secure
our food,
our water,
our food, our water,
our water,
any medication,
anything
that goes inside
that
our body,
any interaction,
any person
that we shall meet,
any place,
we are going,
we secure,
in the kingdom power,
in the Holy Ghost power,
in the Holy Ghost power,
we secure our homes,
our children,
our husbands,
our wives,
our families, our marriages.
We secure
our blessings in kingdom power
and Holy Ghost power.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.